Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Michael Che, and this is Hypothetical. I'm excited to have back once again the man behind the boards, Evgeny. Welcome back to the show.
How's it going, man?
All right. How's your, I assume you started your Mankiniachi workouts over the past week. So how's that been going for you?
Well, thank you for joining us today on the Hypothetical. You can catch us on Twitter at _hypothetical.
Do you have another workout scheduled for now?
No, I need to go like pour bleach in my ear so I can wash out the image of a Mankiniachi.
Please. It is the hottest exercise trend on the planet.
If by hot you mean makes me want to jump off a bridge, sure.
Maybe.
Wow.
I kid. All right. Anyway.
You have kids and that just got super dark.
Okay, sure. Well, you know, if you were, I got nothing. Forget it.
Yes, I win.
Not really. I was going to say that if you were in a Mankiniachi group, you would be very positive and happy and delighted because every mariachi group is very effervescent and happy.
I think they would be happy until people started throwing their chili rellenos at them because no one wants to see a person playing a contrabajo in a mankini.
I don't know.
Just saying. Mankini contrabajo just does not work.
No, you won't know until you try it.
I'm not going to try it, man. No one needs to see me in a mankini.
I'm not saying I want to watch. I certainly don't. I'm just saying it already is becoming the hottest workout trend on the planet.
Just because you're the only one doing it does not mean it's the hottest workout trend.
You'll see.
Boy, right. I missed the man behind the boards comments.
All right. Well,
how many boards do you want me to have? I'll have as many boards as you want, as long as I never have to see a Mankini or Mankiniachi poster ever again.
All right. I think I'm broken. I don't know how we're segueing this one, but let's start with a warm-up game.
Your segue privileges have been revoked.
Oh, please. I can start singing the Mankiniachi theme song if you want.
Please, no.
Mankiniachi.
Mankiniachi. Oh, God, no. Dude. Okay, I know what our warm-up game is, and you're trying to segue into our warm-up game with Mankinis, and no.
I have to get the Mankinis out of my system now because I don't think I'm going to be using them for the rest of the show.
Thank God.
But you never know. You'll have to stay tuned. Find out. So anyways, about that warm-up game. Today we are going to share pizza. Who do you want to share pizza with?
Okay. This one is pretty easy. People that played the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in the live-action movies.
Oh, nice. Like the original live-action movies from the early 90s or late 80s, whenever that was?
Yeah. The ones that actually had a decent plot line to them.
The ones where Vanilla Ice sang the theme song?
Yeah, that too. But I'm mainly referring to the one where Casey's sitting there with the cricket bat saying, "You have to understand what a crumpet is to understand cricket."
Okay. So are they going to be dressed in costume?
Yeah. They have to go full costume on this one.
Okay. And they have to be in character?
Yes. Oh,
you guys share pizza? Okay.
Yes.
And what kind of pizza are you guys going to have?
Well, definitely not pepperoni and pineapple because that's an abomination.
Agreed.
But I would go with pepperoni, fried mushrooms.
Gross.
7 different kinds of cheese.
Okay. What's 7?
Just pick 7. As long as one of them's provolone, we're good.
Okay.
And then like some ham, some bacon, a little bit of Philly steak.
So like every meat and cheese you can find.
Yeah.
Okay. No fruit.
No fruit.
What about vegetables? onions, spinach, peppers. Oh, you said mushrooms, so.
Yeah, mushrooms. A little bit of spinach and red onions.
What kind of pizza is this going to be? Thin crust, thick crust, deep dish, pan?
It's going to be Chicago deep dish, but it's going to be a 10-foot across, 10-foot diameter Chicago deep dish.
Okay, and then how thick is it going to be?
I mean, for something that big, you're looking at a crust that's at least 2.5 inches.
Okay.
Because it's got to be able to support the weight of all the toppings.
Right. So this pizza is going to weigh like over 100 pounds.
275 pounds and 3 ounces.
Okay.
That's the weight. Has to be no more, no less. I just wanted to pick an arbitrary number.
Of course. 275 pounds, 3 ounces of pizza for you. And is it just the turtles from the Ninja Turtle movies? Or is it also Splinter and whoever else is in that movie?
If we invited Splinter, no offense to his ninja skills, but like they'd shut the place down for health code violations. It's one thing to have turtles in there, but like a giant rat?
Well, you don't have to have it at a pizza restaurant.
Fair enough. Still, I'm not going to have pizza with a giant rat. I don't care about his ninja and kung fu skills.
Okay, so just the turtles?
Just the turtles.
Okay. You guys got a lot of... So that's 4 turtles, right?
4 turtles.
4 turtles and you.
Myself, yeah.
Five people eating 275 pounds and 3 ounces of pizza.
I figure I'll get like 1 pound of the pizza and then the rest will be gone before I even finish that because they'll just scarf right through it.
Okay, so you're not going to like take a doggy bag home?
They're not going to leave any left. You've seen their appetite, man. I mean, I think there was like 1 or 2 scenes in the movies where literally the entire backdrop is nothing but empty pizza boxes.
Right, but do they eat that all in one sitting?
The young version of me always assumed so.
Okay. Well, they must. That's fair. All right, so you may or may not eat your pizza at a pizza shop. Where exactly do you want to share your pizza with the Ninja Turtles?
I mean, I would actually like to have it at a pizza shop. Okay.
Any particular one?
Yeah, the one that we would have built just over center field at Wrigley Field.
So like floating?
Yes.
Floating over center field at Wrigley
Field. Yeah, floating right over the scoreboard.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, the ultimate box seat.
Can I come?
I mean, if you can make it out of that parking fiasco at your house with all the semis and stuff, sure, why not?
Okay.
This will be the only time I invite you, so get it right.
Right. All right. That sounds good. And
no mankinis.
That's fine.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, I don't actually care to wear a mankini.
Don't listen to him, people. He probably has 20 in his closet. Each work day of the month.
When am I... meeting you at the floating restaurant above center field at Wrigley Field for pizza with the Ninja Turtles?
That's a good question. Let's see. Next year's 2019. Yeah, just for funsies, we'll go ahead and do February 19th, 2019.
Ugh, that stinks.
No, not really.
Yeah, the Cubs won't be playing.
Dude, I didn't say how long the one sitting would be.
Oh, so now I got to sleep in a floating restaurant with 4 turtles?
There's energy drinks for that.
And a man behind the boards? I don't know if I want to go anymore.
You don't get a choice.
Okay.
Yeah, we've already started cloning you. That way your kids will never know that you're missing.
Be careful what you wish for.
Well, there's certain traits that we're turning off on this one. Mainly a mankini fetish.
Okay.
So what about you? What's your pizza game going to be like?
Mine's going to be a little different. It's not going to involve turtles.
Okay.
Or actors.
Good. Wait, what?
Yeah.
No actors. Wow.
No actors. I don't think. I'm going to invite Lance Burton. He's a magician.
Yeah. Familiar with him.
Yeah. He's very good. In fact, I'll invite a bunch of I can't even say magician anymore. I will invite a bunch of magicians. Lance Burton, David Copperfield, David Blaine. If you're a magician and you're good at what you do, you can come with too. And I'm also going to invite every street level drug dealer I could find.
Wait, so first you've got magicians trying to make a pizza disappear and reappear.
Almost.
And then you've got every street drug dealer?
Yes.
You're gonna have to explain your way out of this one.
Oh no, this is totally reasonable. It's gonna make all the sense in the world. We have a drug epidemic in the US. We always have we have for a long time, right? Mm-hmm. At least as long as we've been alive.
Just say no.
Right. And if there's nobody to deal the drugs on the streets, then we might be able to improve the issue. So my theory is this. We start with one pizza and the magicians can make that pizza reappear as many times as we need. So they can keep producing new pizzas. They don't cost anything. So we give the pizzas to the drug dealers. The drug dealers go and sell the pizzas. Because they're selling the pizzas that cost them nothing, everything is pure profit for them. So they'll find that selling pizzas on the street will be more profitable than selling drugs on the street.
You realize that's not how the disappearing, reappearing tricks work, right?
Nope, apparently not.
Okay, so you're obviously not inviting the masked magician that unveiled how all the tricks were done.
Correct.
Fair enough. Okay, we'll go ahead because I believe in the spirit of what you're wanting to do.
Okay.
We'll let this fly. We'll assume for 1 second that that's actually how the trick works.
Absolutely. And the cool thing is, it's entertaining watching magicians produce pizzas out of thin air. So people will be distracted.
Now, are we going to be talking like standard pizza? Or are we going to be talking like stoner pizza where you put like chicken nuggets and mac and cheese and a whole bunch of other stuff on the pizza?
Here's the cool thing. Each drug dealer will be paired up with a magician so that when they go on the streets to sell their pizzas, then the junkies come out to go buy their drugs. They'd be like, we don't sell drugs anymore. We got pizzas. Name a kind of pizza you want. We'll make it for you. You can make any pizza you want up here.
I just immediately imagined Dave Chappelle.
But no doing drugs.
His skit.
The only rule is there's no drugs on the pizzas. So okay, you can't no order a pizza. Right, no crack pizza.
Floor 3 Media does not condone drug use. Right.
No deep dish heroin.
Wow.
Yeah, but that's pretty much who I want to share pizza with.
You guys want some drugs? I got pizza.
Wow, that is creepy.
Yeah, I know.
So I'm going to have pizza with all the magicians in the world and all the drug dealers, street level drug dealers. And we're going to do it in every drug infested area there is.
So pretty much every magician in every city, in every country, in every continent, because... Let's face it.
Whatever it takes.
Drugs are everywhere.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, I could probably throw one of my dogs and hit a druggie.
Yeah, probably.
That being said, girls, I wouldn't throw you, so don't look at me.
It will probably do it during the summertime because more people will be outside at that point.
Okay. I would make one recommendation.
Okay.
And these are just observations from having worked in the recording industry for a while. Do it during the early to mid spring. Don't wait for summer.
Okay.
Because if it's too cold, druggies stay inside. If it's too hot, druggies stay inside. If it's that middle temperature, they're out in droves and they'll be attracted like flies.
Well, you know what we could do is we could just make it year round and we can hire all the Domino's drivers because they seem to be everywhere.
Little Caesars, man. You've not hung around people that have had major munchies before, obviously. So you're going to want to...
Basically, we just get all the pizza delivery people involved also, so we can deliver as well as pick up your pizza on the street corner.
Yeah, but now you've got Grubhub, Uber Eats. So really, you've got to like plan it even deeper here. So in America, your top two are going to be Little Caesars and Taco Bell.
But instead of Grubhub, we'll be DrugHub. Well, you won't get drugs, you'll get pizza.
Oh, God. That's horrible. The bad thing is there's probably some dealer in upstate New York that calls this operation Drug Hub.
You go online or you open up the app and expect to order drugs, but instead you get a pizza.
Oh, God.
I'm telling you, man, this is going to be huge.
I can't.
We are going to save the world.
I can't tell if the episode 15 is going to be our most favorite episode or if it's going to get us banned from all the places where podcasts are allowed.
This is a positive movement that we're establishing here.
Yes.
This is like, this is the biggest war on drugs since Just Say No and Nancy Reagan.
The bad thing is you and I are both old enough to remember that.
Right.
Oh boy. Yeah. I think we don't even need to know why. I think we're good.
Yeah. You know why? I want to help solve the drug epidemic.
No. I want to know why of all things, of all the possibilities that you skipped over all of the other demented stuff you normally come up with and went straight to Drug Hub.
Well, you brought up Grubhub, so I put that on you.
I know, but you were the one that started with the edible thing. Which, by the way, I still haven't had anything to eat today. I've only had 3 cups of coffee. So now I'm hungry. It's your fault.
Do not order deep dish heroin, whatever you do.
You bastard.
Don't do it. And no thin crust marijuana.
Stuffed crack pizza.
Yeah, no stuffed crack pizza.
Oh boy. Pepperoni and meth.
Yeah, that's not a good thing.
No.
Okay. No, we're not ordering that.
So moving on.
Maybe it's about time we jump into the main game.
Yeah. Let's get away from this. And yeah, I agree.
All right. Let's cause some more trouble. Different kind of trouble. Today's main game is monuments. You are in charge of building a monument to honor a person, a group, or an event. Who or what will your monument honor? What will the monument be made of? What will the monument look like? Where will it be located? And who are you going to invite to the unveiling?
This one was going to be something completely different. And then this morning completely changed my mind.
Okay.
The monument is going to be dedicated to anyone who has ever posted more than one serious video to YouTube.
Okay.
So it's going to honor all of the consistent content creators of YouTube.
Okay.
The good ones.
So consistent being, from your original definition here is more than one video?
We're going to up it to consistent upload schedule. Good follower base, actually trying to grow subscribers and not just be clickbaity bastards.
Okay. All right. So you'll have some qualifications here to be more memorialized in this monument.
Yes. Yes. Okay. There will be qualifications.
All right. Fair.
Your name will be added to the plaque once you have proven yourself worthy to be part of the plaque.
Okay. So it's just, the monument itself is a plaque.
No. There's just a plaque as part of the monument.
Oh, okay. So explain your monument.
Okay, so we're going to confiscate the actual gold and silver buttons that YouTube hands out, and we'll do it in the middle of the night. That way the content creators don't notice that their play buttons have been stolen.
Right, but when they see the monument, they'll know where they went, right?
Well, maybe, but I think they'll like the concept of the monument enough. But anyways, we'll swap them out with replicas that are like pewter. We're going to melt them all down. We're going to melt down the ones that we hijack. And we're going to put them in the form of... So you've got all these play buttons melted down, and you've got them reworked into a picture... Well, a statue of a giant question mark pushing a ball made out of computers, mice, laptops, cameras, and screens up a hill. And the hill looks like a standard chart of some type with peaks and valleys.
Okay.
Yes, always going upward.
Interesting. What's the meaning of the question mark pushing the ball?
Well, the question mark is meant to honor the unnamed content creator, the one that lost his sanity creating content for the masses.
Okay.
Yeah, because there's always one that you never know whether or not they're still all there.
Right.
But yeah, this is a monument for all the content creators that crack at some point.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's the question mark, the unnamed content creator.
All right. So I have a question about this monument.
Okay.
Because this is a monument to YouTube creators.
Uh-huh.
Is there going to be like a bucket of Sharpies at the monument so that visitors can come and write comments below the monument?
Comments will be turned off for this particular monument.
Okay.
But you will still be able to upvote or downvote or like or dislike this particular monument. There will be a giant thumbs up button and a giant thumbs down button.
Okay.
To the left and to the right of the statue.
That you can physically push.
And there will be there will be a scoreboard.
Nice.
A holographic scoreboard. Awesome. That goes around the entire monument that has the current like and dislike statistics.
Will there be a subscribe button?
There will be a subscribe button. As always, you have to be able to subscribe to the monument. Also, I think that would be a requirement to either like or dislike.
Okay.
Yeah. So you will have to create a YouTube account to do this as well.
So your monument, in effect, is interactive.
It is. It is. Completely interactive.
Even if you turn comments off.
Yeah. I mean, I've wanted to experiment with that for a while. I don't know. We'll get to that point eventually.
All right. So I have another question.
Okay.
Before we even get into the rest of this, like the location stuff.
Okay.
Okay. Will there be ads in this monument?
There won't be ads in the monument, but I will allow churro and hot dog vendors to roam the premises.
Okay.
I don't believe in, I understand monetizing a channel, but YouTube creators don't get to pick who is advertising.
Right.
I think for this one, because it's dedicated to the content creator,
yeah.
Then having churro and hot dog vendors, everyone can get behind those.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So.
And a full wet bar.
Of course.
Yeah.
Where are you? Where's this monument going to be located?
It's going to be in three places.
Okay.
So we're going to have one in Seattle, where they do PodCon. Well, actually, they do PodCon in Oregon. So it's going to be in Portland. Sorry, Seattle. You're not cool enough.
Okay.
So yeah, one in Portland for PodCon.
Yeah.
One in LA, obviously, because, well, LA.
Okay.
And then one in San Francisco.
So three West Coast locations.
Yeah. I mean, you do have people that like do the whole New York thing.
Right.
But YouTube, for the most part, is stationed in California. A lot of the content creators that have good following, with the exceptions of MKBHD, Casey Neistat, the ones that live in New York, a lot of them still live in the LA area. And a lot of podcasts are now starting to do the thing where they like post their podcasts on YouTube.
Yeah.
And so that's why you go ahead and toss a token one over to PodCon. That, and, you know, everyone always travels to New York for stuff. So the New Yorkers need to get out of their own state and actually travel somewhere else for a change.
All right. So when each of these monuments is built and you're ready to unveil them, who are you inviting to the unveiling?
That is where it gets interesting. For the Portland one, I would invite Elon Musk and Joe Rogan.
Okay. You just want to get stoned?
Well, yeah, because it was the video version of the podcast that Elon Musk was on,
yeah,
that like just totally blew up the internet for a couple days.
You know what Elon Musk and Joe Rogan need?
Some of your pizza?
Drug Hub, baby.
Oh God. Elon, if you somehow listen to this, get on that. You've got the money. So anyways, for San Francisco, that one I would actually go ahead and invite Casey Neistat, MKBHD, and CGP Grey.
Okay.
So
big YouTubers.
Yeah. Well, Gray's moderately big.
Bunch of YouTubers. What?
Yeah. moderately big, 3 million subscribers, moderately big. Yeah. And then for LA, that one, I would invite the ghost of Steve Jobs.
Okay.
And Felix, PewDiePie.
Oh, okay. Not Felix the cat.
No, PewDiePie. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And why would I go crazy for LA? Well, you have to do something off the wall to get people in LA to actually pay attention.
So the ghost of Steve Jobs is...
Yeah, the ghost of Steve Jobs, and then someone who's only like two steps above Logan Paul. You got to admit, man, Felix is one of the... Well, Felix is like the third or fourth most offensive person on YouTube.
I don't know. It's not my genre of YouTube.
Yeah, it's not mine either, but I read the Twitters and the Reddits, and everywhere you look, they're always doing something stupid. Well, except for the ghost of Steve Jobs. I mean, I guess... Well, yeah, he's doing something stupid too. He's not keeping Apple from doing, like, non-innovative things. Like, seriously, Steve, come on. Why are you letting Apple release the XS Max and the Tenor that essentially didn't upgrade anything?
Depends how nitpicky you want to get.
Well, that's true. And that's not this podcast.
That is for certain. All right, so... I've got two. Yeah. Because I had a really hard time deciding who I want to build a monument for.
So other than maybe Air, have you had an episode yet where you haven't had two?
Probably.
I think episode one, I'm going to have to re-listen now. So let's go with monument number one here. Let me get relaxed first. Okay. Leaning back in the chair, pulling the microphone further away from the computer.
These are not crazy concepts that I have. These are totally legit, easy to build. Well, I don't know about easy to build, but they're decent.
Okay, so monument number one.
It's called Mount Hushmore.
Okay.
It's going to be like Mount Rushmore, but it's going to have... Exactly. It's going to be a monument to the most annoying voices in entertainment, but they can't talk because it's just going to be made out of stone.
Okay, so...
So, on this monument will feature four people or characters.
Gilbert Gottfried's one of them.
Yep. Gilbert Gottfried is the George Washington on this monument.
Please say Jazzy Jeff.
No. He's cool.
I just don't like his voice. No.
And you can build your own Mount Hushmore, because mine's not going to have him on there.
Okay, who's number two?
Elmo.
Oh, my... Yeah, no. Okay, I agree. That's number two.
Yeah, so we got Gilbert Gottfried, we got Elmo.
Okay.
Number three is Urkel from Family Matters.
Okay, Steve Urkel or Stefan Urkel?
Steve Urkel.
Okay, so his doppelganger, are you all allowed to stay in?
I'm just saying who's on the monument.
Oh, okay.
And the fourth... head of the monument will be Fran Drescher from The Nanny. I think that was the show.
Dude, you just made me relive so many of my nightmares growing up because of those voices.
Yeah, but then, see, this will help you get over those nightmares because you go and visit Mount Hushmore, you'll see their images, but you won't hear anything.
You know why I approve of this monument? Grew up with a little brother that insisted on having a Tickle Me Elmo.
Oh boy. So you understand.
Yeah. It's hard to record something with the bands that you're in when halfway through like one of the guitar parts, all of a sudden all you hear is an Elmo laughing in the background.
That sounds awful.
I've got PTED, post-traumatic Elmo disorder.
We all do. So I think I'm going to build Mount Hushmore in Hollywood.
Okay. Right it just next seems to like, my YouTube monument.
Maybe. Because I mean, this way it's, you know, people already go do the touristy thing in Hollywood. Go
right.
Visit the studios and they go on the Walk of Fame and the star tours and all that stuff.
Right.
So they'll also just want to go see Mount Hushmore. So we can sell merch there and just make a killing off this thing.
Okay, so are you going to make it a 1-1 scale of Mount Rushmore, or are you going to make it like...
Yeah, it's going to be big.
So you're just going to like tear down the Hollywood sign to put Mount Rushmore up there?
No, I was just going to say, I'm going to build it on the same side of the same hill. Hollywood sign could stay there, but now it'll just be Mount Rushmore right next to it.
Bring back Hollywoodville.
So that's what... that's my first one. Oh, and... who am I going to invite to the unveiling?
Yeah, I was about to say, who gets to come to this unveiling?
Not anybody that's on the Mount Hushmore, because I don't want to hear them talk. So I think, you know who I'll I'll invite will be Charlie Chaplin.
Okay, was it you or Phil that I was telling to watch that Charlie Chaplin thing?
Me. It was me. Did you never sent me the links. No, you never sent me the link, so I never had to watch it.
Damn it.
So I figure might as well have somebody from a silent movie age be the guest of honor at Mount Rushmore.
Fair enough.
All right, so that's concept number one. I think I answered everything.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. You totally did.
And that was a totally realistic, normal answer.
I can actually get behind that. I'm okay with that. See?
Not every answer I have is going to disturb you.
Thank you. Well, I know that I'm getting ready to disturb you. Don't open that link till we're done with the episode today.
So you ready for my second one?
Yes. You calmed me down from the intro game and the pre-intro talk. I think I'm good. Your first monument was a winner.
Excellent. I should quit while I'm ahead, but Lord knows I'm not going to quit now.
Yeah, and besides, we haven't hit the 40-minute mark on recording yet, so keep going.
All right. So, well, this one I might need your help with because I haven't really thought it all the way through.
Oh, boy.
But it's going to be called the Monument of Misproportions. And
so many horrible things just ran through my head. Are you sure you want me to help with this?
Well, let me give you the basis of it first.
Okay.
Okay. Because it's not going to be dirty by any stretch of the imagination.
Okay, pitch me your concept.
So we are going to honor those that are different, the giants of the world and the tiny people of the world, the little people of the world.
Okay.
And the way we're going to do that is we're going to make a monument. It's going to be all bronze statues, just huge, heavy bronze statues. And the little people, the Vern Troyers and the Oompa Loompas from Wizard of Oz, those are the little guys, right?
Oompa Loompa is Charlie in the Chocolate Factory.
I don't know what I'm talking about. Who are the little guys in Wizard of Oz?
The Munchkin Gang?
Sure, we'll go with them. Oh, and that guy from the Dunkin' Donuts commercials too.
Yeah.
Speaking of Munchkins.
Okay, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So they're all going to have statues at this monument, but their statues are going to be extra large. They're going to be huge.
So like 20, 25 feet tall per person.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
And on the other end of the scale, we're going to have the giants, like Andre the Giant and George Wirasan, who is the tallest NBA player of all time. Their statues are going to be tiny.
Okay.
This is the Monument of Misproportions.
All right. I like where you're going there. So, what was that really tall guy at the turn of the century? Man, he was in the Guinness Book of World Records, and I can't remember his name now. Because he had one of those really weird, crazy old-timey names. Well, yeah, turn of the century. There you go, Yevi.
Yeah, so basically, we'll take people from like the Guinness Book of World Records, like the world's smallest person, world's tallest person, things like that. And we'll completely flip the script when it comes to building their monuments. So little people can feel big for once, and the big people can feel smaller. As if they fit in things.
Okay. There it is. Robert Wadlow. That guy.
Robert's an old timey name.
Wadlow is an old timey name.
He can have a statue.
Oh, he better. I mean, I'd like to see. I mean, he was 8'11".
So the cool thing is, this is going to be a monument. It's kind of going to be like an experience. It'd be like a walking tour kind of thing. So you can walk around and see all these different statues, and randomly there'll be those carnival mirrors, you know, the ones that make you like look really short or really tall and skinny.
Mm-hmm.
You look at them, they like totally misproportion you. There'll be those along the path so you can feel like you're part of the experience.
Cool.
Yeah, it's going to be a cool one. Fun one.
Okay. Where are you putting this though, man?
I don't know. Maybe Disney World.
How about Legoland?
Okay. Which one? Aren't there many?
Yeah, I guess there are now. Do the original location down just south of LA.
Okay. Why should I do it at Legoland?
Because it'd be cool. I don't know. I mean, come on. You're in an area that's already known for... You've never been to Legoland. I just thought about that. Okay, they have a place in Legoland where they build replicas of these very tall skyscrapers and monuments.
Okay.
But out of Legos at very small proportions.
Right.
So that's why your thing would fit perfect there.
Yeah, but my statues aren't going to be made out of Lego. It's going to be made out of bronze.
I said, just build it there. You don't have to build it in the park. You can build it like across from the park.
I was thinking like Disney World, because then you can visit like the Hall of Presidents and then the Monument of Misproportions, kind of all.
And then your 1980s version of It's a Small World.
Oh yeah, that too, for sure.
Yeah, you thought I forgot about that, huh?
I forgot about it. I'm glad you remembered.
You have destroyed my ability to have sane thoughts, Michael. I'm never going to forget half of this crap.
You're welcome.
You're pushing out like valid, logical things here.
Oh, I'm doing a good job then.
You say that now.
All right. So, you know what? We could have the Monument of Misproportions in a couple places. We could have one in Legoland, one in Disney World, whatever. As long as we charge a fortune so I can make some money off this, we're cool.
Okay. How much are you going to charge?
Oh, I don't know. A couple bucks. I want people to be able to access it.
Make it two separate museums. If you want to visit the Hall of Tall Small People, then you charge more. If you want to make it the Hall of Small Tall People, you charge less.
Yeah, but the little people get shortchanged then.
Yeah, but on every third Tuesday of the fifth month of the fourth year, you invert the pricing.
Oh, that's way too complicated.
Yeah, I know. It's a scheme I'd come up with. Actually, I'm kind of surprised my monument was like normal for a change. I didn't even mess with your house this game.
Oh, that was a nice change of pace.
Man.
Oh, I got to invite some people to the unveiling of the Monument of Misproportions, don't I?
No, I figured it'd just be you and me.
No, I'd rather have some witnesses.
Wow. Making that sound like a murder there. Okay. So who are you inviting to this?
Well, now I think I'm going to invite Robert Mueller and James Comey and Andrew McCabe and a bunch of FBI people, because you make this sound dangerous.
Wait, suddenly me showing up at your monument means I'm being federally investigated.
I'm not saying what it means. I'm just saying, telling you who's getting invited.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Wow.
Also, whoever invented the ruler will be invited.
Man, okay. Let's see if Google has this answer.
And the measuring tape.
Okay. The ruler was invented in the 16th century by William Bedwell.
All right, he's got an invitation. How about the measuring tape?
Okay. Who invented the tape measure? Wow. Multiple patents, but it looks like Alvin J. Fellows in 1868.
All right. He's got an invitation also.
So, standard Michael thing, we're going to go ahead and reanimate some dead people for an unveiling?
Yep. For the Monument of Misproportions.
I'd be disappointed if you didn't do that.
Last question. We'll wrap it up.
Okay.
Do you want to visit Mount Rushmore or the Monument of Misproportions first?
Well, I mean, both of them are LA based.
Wait, no,
you said Disney World, so one's Florida based.
Correct.
I still haven't been to the East Coast, and I'm trying to keep that streak alive. So, Mount Rushmore.
Okay. Solely based on location.
Yeah. In this case, completely based on location. I have no desire to go to Florida. I mean, honestly,
even to go see the Monument of Misproportions, you want to go to Florida?
I wouldn't go to Florida. I would never visit your monument because you picked a horrible state to put it in. It's too humid.
Oh, please.
It is way too humid.
I mean, the Monument of Misproportions is an outdoor extravaganza, so.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's way too humid. So, Florida, you may be a great state, but turn down the humidity a little bit, and then I'll visit.
Thanks again for joining me, Jenny. I appreciate it. Where can people not find you online?
Well, they can't find me at smithsonian.com or google.com or Twitter. No, they can find me there.
All right. So if they want to find you, where would they find you online?
They would find me on Twitter and Instagram at the Inkedwell or theinkedwell.com, or they can even support me and my puppers over at patreon.com/theinkedwell.
Excellent. Well, thanks again for joining me, Evgeny. I appreciate it. That's it for this episode of Hypothetical. Thanks for listening, and be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at @_hypothetical and subscribe to Hypothetical on your podcast player of choice. Until next time, this was Hyperthetical.